and I agree that you and I will never be. So with my very best, I set you free. Oh, honey, I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. Oh, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you
Nosweta, Krisui, Gideen, Cymraeg, Heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reid, your host and producer. On this week's programme, we'll look at the harp, which has always been a major instrument in Welsh music, way back from probably before Wales became an identifiable country. Generally speaking, harp music is used mainly in traditional music in Wales, and we'll have a few tracks from that area on this week's programme. But our main emphasis this week is on where the harp is used in mainly pop and rock genres of Welsh music. The harp, while not used as much as it should be in Welsh pop, rock and alternative music, has regularly featured in these styles of music over the years, and we'll have some notable tracks that feature the harp on the program. We'll kick off this week's program with a tune from Hain Wladvin Memai. This is In This Disunited Kingdom, Telyn Mix.
Coming to you from Wales, one of the four countries which make up Great Britain.
Thank you.
That was a great tune in this disunited kingdom with a Telon mix, harp mix, from Heinvaledvin Mamai. The band Anrevin was formed as a punk group in 1983, and they released several singles and albums through the mid and late 1980s, initially under their own recorded Anrevin label, and later on signed sub-label Cry. After their Diella Drag album in 1990, they took a break, but they reinvented themselves as Heinvaledvin Mamai, Land of My Mothers, a play on the Welsh national anthem of Heinvaledvin Tadai. And they released their first album as Heinvaledvin Mamai in 1995, which was a great release of strong and innovative tunes about Wales and its status. One of the tunes on the album was In This Disunited Kingdom, and an alternative version of this, which we heard, was released on their eclectic follow-up post-punk, post-house, post-Welsh release from 1990. The group Skep was originally from Barry in the Vale of Glamorgan, near Cardiff, and because of their proximity to Cardiff, they have generally been known as a group from the capital city. They started performing around 2000, and initially were known as a group with hip-hop influences, but by the time of their third album, Control S, in 2004, they became a much more varied and introspective alternative group. The main members were the founders of the influential, at the time, Docrad label, and though Skep finished at some point after 2008, the label continued for a few years after, with their last release being in 2013. From their Control S album, this is Skep with the title track here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Control less and achib data. Control less and achib a fiv. Control less and achib a sevashva. Just follow it in when achib.
Control S from Skip. Dylith Jenkins is a musician originally from Creswylf, or Oswestry in English, a town in Shropshire in England, but which has a strong Welsh influence and which is generally known as the Welshest town in England. Dylith has strong Welsh family connections, and she went to Abertawe for university, as she stayed in the area ever since. She started her career as a harpist in the early 1980s and was a member of the traditional group Aberjaver and others, as she started her solo career with her first solo album in 1998. In the mid-2010s, she collaborated with her daughter, Anne Harrod, who is a fiddler, who has mainly been in the group Callan during her career to date. They released two albums together in 2013 and 2018, and from their 2013 release, Abnabald, this is Dylith and Anne Harrod Jenkins with Glyntawe.
Thank you.
that was Glyn Tully from Delith Ac Angharad Jenkins. And we'll have another tune from Delith Jenkins for you just now. This is The Doctor and the Devils. That was The Doctor and the Devils from Delith Jenkins. You're listening to Cadeen Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Bob Dylan are a Bicleon. The word Dylan is the mutated form of the word Telen, which means harp in Welsh. And the band's name is a play on Bob Dylan, the US folk rock artist. It's a group that was founded by the poet and musician Tom Morris. They were originally what I would call a folk rock group with a diverse range of influences. Their earlier work was known for being humorous, and this material was in some ways a precursor to groups such as Gwibdaith Hen Vran. However, after their Get On album from 1992, the band turned to a more serious and introspective sound and lost a bit of what made them unique, even if their work was still interesting. From their Get Out album, this is Bob Dylan or Bicleon with Sansa What Can Win.
A beady Watkin Williams when Ruin Pew ever brag me on Tim our Quinn, but how van Gwaskin to a London Bob's Lord and in Winter Mart.
Yeah.
ceir o ddwch i bod yn athro'n ddawd lathrau. Fydda fi ni ddim yn gwisgo'r clws anweddus a di chwai. A lle mae'r rhaid yn rhai ar glawr o gomiant mawr i bro. Fydda fi ni ddim yn merw i chwil a chwth i medd a chod i mil fo tro. A sy'n gwyn, di'r hen wad wedi dod yn ddim yn Mrs. Watkin William Swyn a fi di pan o'n bol. O be di hyn, mae'n tynnu mwy gai menni gwyn. Mae Mrs. Watkin William Swyn yn dechrau licio glaw.
That was Sunka Watkin Wynn from Bob Dylan or Abishion. In 2017, Sign Records released an album, Renier Hengvrikniai, which had some earlier pop and folk recordings from Welsh female artists. They were initially released between 1965 and 1975. This album featured lots of tracks about the female experience that lyrically are still relevant to this day. And although these are generally interesting tunes, they tended to be quite simplistic musically. One group that was on the album was A Perlai, a four-member group which had two EPs on the now-defunct Cambrian label in the late 1960s and which featured the harp in their music. From the Renier Hengvrikniai album, this is A Perlai with La 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 here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was La 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 from A Perlai. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a track from Shan James. Shan James is a harpist from Clanurville in North Powys who first became established in the late 1980s. She released her first album on Sign in 1990 and released three further albums on that label. But starting in 2000, she set up her own Recording I Boast label, which has also released material by other artists, including a notable compilation. Musically, Shan James is what I would call a pop-oriented traditional musician, in that she's always done crossover-type material. And this includes her radio-friendly album, The Goose, from 1997. She's collaborated with a wide range of other musicians during her career and is currently in the all-female group Pedire. From her Degusk album, this is Shan James with Akrutin Mind.
Akrutin Mind, de vrije nest in am de koort, en gesessam en haloni. Akrutin Mind, beset een kaibu te mijn ding, een kaibu hoos op beethioni.
That was Akrutin Mind from Shan James. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music, my name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cape Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Nukavar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso et al. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from Llewyn. From our 10 album, this is Cleavitin Heno Jesu Christ. was Cleewutin Hino Jesu Christ from Llewen. Llewen, or Llewen Stephen, is a singer-songwriter originally from Rulas near Bangor, who is the daughter of the musician Steve Eves. She started her music career in 2000 with a track on the excellent Planet Panet compilation album, and since then she's had a fairly comprehensive solo career with 3 solo albums, as she's also done some collaborative efforts and has been a member of the jazz-oriented group Acoustic. She currently lives in Brittany, and some of her material is in Breton. More recently, she did a tour of Welsh chapels, where she performed lost Welsh hymns, among other material. Molly Hav is a young pop-oriented musician who started performing in the early 2020s, and she released her first single in 2021. While her more recent work leads more toward peer pop, her earlier work had definitive Celtic influences, and these, including bits of harp music, were evident on her tune Cligai Tara from her 2022 self-titled EP. This is Molly Hav with Cligai Tara radio edit here in Cynead Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Rwy'n gweld y gwir sydd yn dylygaid. Rwy'n gweld y gwir sydd yn dynaid. Rwy'n gweld y gwir sydd yn Ceisio gweld y lygau di, o ceisio yn y ddinas fawr. Gobeithio bod i yno, yn disgwyl yn hamddenol. O ceisio yn yr eira, o ceisio yn yr Teimlo'r cariad yn y dyfnder Gobeithio y byddai'n gweld ti eto Yn effro'n ei ymbreiddwydio Ond byddai beth yn anghofio Dylygaid Fel gemau drud far mewn tywyllwch Rwy'n gweld y gwir sydd yn dylygaid Rwy'n gweld Polwg Ond bydd y gwyrdd yma am bydd nawr Credu fi wy gwybod sy'n mae'r byd yn medru brifo
Cligai Tara radio edit from Molly Hav. In the 1980s and into the early 1990s, Welsh rock groups often incorporated elements of traditional music in their work, and this was notable among groups such as Jess. Another band that had traditional influences at times was the punk band Enreven, who started in 1983. We played a track from their later incarnation, Heid Vlad the Memai, earlier in the program, but Enreven also had a proper traditional tune as well as a trad intro on their Diala Drag album from 1990. From this album, this is Enreven with Molly Mellis. Was Molly Mellis from Enreven. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. The project Fos Gwch is a project from the musician Stuart Estelle, and he is originally from Redditch, near Birmingham, in England, but he's now based in southwest Wales, Pembrokeshire, I believe, and he's a Welsh tutor in addition to his music career. To date, Fos Gwch has released numerous singles and two albums, and his work, partly based on poetry or prose set to music, was the inspiration for a new project based in Wrexham, Troy Carrig. Troy Carrig was inspired by the Wrexham Eisteddfod of 2025, and they recently released their first album, Slide Lava, which largely features spoken word pieces accompanied by mainly harp music. It's an interesting release, and from the Slaid Lava album, this is Troy Carrig with Dehuna when an Eisteddfod Wane. Thank you.
sylweddolais yn rhy hwyr fy mod yn annioddefol y boeth. Ymbalfalais am fotymau siap blodyn fy nghardigan broideri onglau wedi gweu mewn gwlan enfus gan fy modryb. Pe medrwn ei dato daethynu, fyswn ni'n okay, meddyliais, ond teimlais yn wanach gyda phob eiliad ac nid oedd fy nghorff yn ymateb. Syllais ar y glo ffug yn y tân nwy, gan ymbilio arno i beidio ar llwys gwres, ond parhaodd i fflamio, 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 ac yna, mae hi'n deffro, mae'n iawn cariad, da ni'n mynd at i'r ysbyty, dos di yn ôl i gysgu rwan, ac felly mi nes i, yn ddiolchgar gan mai dyma ro'n ni'n deheu am ei wneud. Dehynaf yn araf, yn ymwybodol fod fy nghrwyn yn oer, mor annioddefol o oer, mae fy mraich yn las ac yn groen gwydd, ond ni fedraf symud, ddim hyd yn oed i dynnu'r cynfas tenau drosaf, i gynnig lloches gan, beth oedd hynna, yn fy ngwneud i'n oerach fyth, fan, beth oedd y lle yma, pam roeddwn ni yma, a pham roeddwn nhw'n fy ngwneud i mor, mor oer. Symudaf fy mhen, a gweld fy mod mewn ystafell wen, llawn plant sy gyd yn gwisgo gwyn. Mae'r plentyn i'r dde wedi amgylchynu a niwl gwyn, ac mae ni yn adlu fel pe bai'n gysur iddo. Ydw i wedi marw? A'r nefoedd yw hyn? Mae fy nghof a meddyliau'n glytwaith, mae pob dim mor dryslyd. Ond dyma ni gliw. Dynes yn sbio lawr arnaf. Mae hi'n gwisgo het ac uniform. Mae hi'n edrych fel nyrs ac mae'n cadarnhau fy mod yn yr ysbyty. Rwyf wedi cael convulsion gres. Bysa hi medru diffodd y ffan? Wel, bysa'n rhaid trafod hynny hefo'r meddyg. Roeddwn ni fod i gael fy nghadw'n ddidwym. Aeth hi i ofyn a gorweddaf unau nôl ar fy ngwely gwyn yn yr ystafell wen sy'n llawn plant gwanllyd eraill.
That was Di Hudo and our ystafell wen from Troy Kerrig. Crass Dant was a well-known traditional group that was active in the late 1990s and the early 2000s. They were considered a Welsh trad supergroup in a way, as the group had several well-known musicians among its members, including the harpist Robin Wyn Bowen. This meant that, more so than in many Welsh trad groups, that the harp was prominent in Crass Dant's music. The band's first album came out on Sign in 1999, and they released two further albums on the label, with their last being in 2005. From the Do and Dur album, this is Crass Dant with the Polka Cymraeg, Peeb Dance a Sipsi Newydd, here on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Thank you. That was a polka Cymraeg, Peep Dance a Sipsy from Crass Dant. We'll finish off this week's program with a track from the mainly electronic alternative group Cathod. Cathod was a group with the rotating cast of members that was formed as an offshoot of the Mercadonnaid Music Project, which aimed to encourage women's participation in Welsh rock and pop music. Among the key members of Cathod were Heather Watkins from HMS Morris and Beth Pugh of Francis Rees. Cathod released their first single in 2021, and this was followed by further singles and ultimately an EP in 2022, but they haven't released any material since then. From their Cathod 1 EP, this is Cathod with Cofflinior Golai. Cofflinior Golai from Cathod. We've come to the end of this week's programme, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Tanis Welsh Music, and my name is Ed Reed. And we'll have a new programme for you next week. Hoover Matro.